Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Trying to do something with it, too, man. I was having a conversation the other day with a young person, and they were telling me how they felt that their life was stuck, that their life was in a rut, that they didn't know what to do next. And one of the things that was causing them this sadness or this depression, I mean, they're really, really into something right now. One of the things that was causing it was the fact that they had made a list of things they wanted to accomplish by a certain age. And that age, they just had a birthday recently. And they were looking at the list, and the list hadn't been fulfilled. And because that list hadn't been fulfilled, they were really, really sad about it. You know, one of the things that they had on the list was marriage, kids. And I don't know everything else that was on the list, but that was one of them. And because she had reached a certain age and she wasn't married and she didn't have the kids and she had just celebrated her birthday, she's gone into this mode of sadness where it's really, really taken a toll on her. And as I was learning about her situation, I was thinking about it. And I just wanted to share this with you all this morning that, see, one of the things about making a list about what you want, which I happen to be a proponent of, I do it myself. People have dream boards. I have a goal sheet. I've been doing it for years. It's a wonderful way to set goals and to keep it in front of you as a constant reminder. And I always go over this goal list every day. You know, I mean, I go over it all the time, every day. Sometimes I miss a day here and there, but mostly every day I pull my goal sheet out and I look at it, I read it. So I was going to these rallies and I was learning about, people who were successful and how they kept their mind right and positive. And one of the things I learned was to make these dream boards, these lists, these goal sheets. And in making a goal sheet, and you make the sheet according to what you want, think about one thing. When you made your goal sheet about what you wanted, Does your goal sheet have on it what God wants from you? Did you ask in any of this what was his will in your life? You know, look, man, what we want oftentimes is not what he wants for us. And, you know, if you're fighting against what you were created for, if you're fighting against his will, I mean, what do you want to happen? See, don't be so hard on yourself when you look at your goal sheet and you look at what you've not become, what you thought was a great idea. Don't be so hard on yourself because you just made a minor mistake, as do most people. We oftentimes make our goals and set our goals up without ever considering what is it that God wants from us. What's in his will? What's his plan for us? You know, I was talking to some people the other day and we were laughing about it. I shared this the other day. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. I mean, really, if you really want to crack God up, tell him your plan. See, and that's what we do. We make our plans without including God. But listen to me, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so down and out about it when you look at your goal sheet and you haven't accomplished the things you wanted to accomplish. You just made a minor mistake, that's all, and you can correct it. You just made a mistake that most people make. We keep talking about what we want without ever finding out or knowing what it is God wants for us. Well, guess what, man? Maybe you're fighting against the grain. Maybe you're just a salmon heading upstream. That's a tough fight upstream. Not all salmons get up to the spawning grounds, you know. Some of them don't make it upstream, you know. But all of them, nearly all of them except the ones that's killed by prey, when they spawn, they go out to the ocean. That's cool because you're going with the grain. You're going downstream. You're going with the flow. But when it's time to go against the grain, it's tough. And a lot of us have just been going against the grain for all of these years. But you know what? Listen, man, I did it. I know a lot of people who did it. Very few people get it right from the very beginning. Man, you got to stumble through life sometimes. Sometimes you got to fall through life. You got to make a lot of mistakes, man. But these mistakes are not failures. You know, when you fail at something, don't look at it as a failure. Don't look at yourself as a failure because you're 30 and your goals ain't reached that you had on your list. That was your list. What about the things that's going right? Stop looking at what you're not. Take some time out and thank God for what you are. How about the fact that you keep waking up to be 30? You know, you get depressed about these birthdays. You really want to throw yourself in some depression. Miss a birthday. You really got a problem now. Look at where you are. You keep reaching birthdays. That's a glorious blessing. You keep waking up. You got your health. You've accomplished something. Something on your list is done. People spend too much time on the negative side, and you're just throwing yourself into depression. So what, you wanted to be married by a certain age, and you wanted to have kids? Okay, cool. You could have done all that with the wrong person. There's a blessing in not being married to the wrong person. There's a blessing in not having kids and nobody to help you raise them. There's a blessing in that, man. You're talking to somebody who can tell it to you. You can marry the wrong person if you want to. I'm telling you, you're going to be up in some mess you can't count on. So instead of being angry because you're not married, you don't have kids, why don't you thank God the man? Maybe he spared you from some misery here. Maybe you could have married the wrong person. Maybe you'd have kids and you're not really ready to be a mother or a father. You got to look at the upside, man. Quit looking at what you don't have. Take some time to thank God for what you do have. When you do that, you make more room for blessings to flow into your life. I'm not saying how God thinks because I really don't know, but I'm telling you. If a person comes to me and I always give a person something and they never appear grateful or they never say thank you, please know you can quit coming to me. Now, I don't know that's how God works because I've gone back to him several times without being grateful or thanking him and he's filled my basket up again. So I really think he's not like that, but I can't make the call for sure. But I think at one point in time, just me talking, I'd be a little ticked off at somebody who was always taking and never showing any gratitude. At one point in time, I would just stop the flow of the take. You know, you can't take no more from me. That's what I would do. Now, I'm not calling it like that because I ain't him. But I know he's merciful. He's full of goodness and he'll forgive you again. And thank God he does that because he's sure enough done it for me. But wow, man, take some time out today and be grateful for what you have. Stop complaining about where you're not and think about where you are and then take it from there. And the next time you make a list, make sure on that list you have God's will. What does he want for you? God create, give everybody a gift and a talent. Some of us never apply gifts and talents. We head off in another direction. Then you wonder why your life ain't where it's supposed to be. Have you ever thought about what God gifted you to do? Have you ever thought about doing that? Skip what you want. I wanted to play in the NBA, but I got to tell you something. At dribbling and shooting and running all at one time, it's throwing me off a little bit. You know, so I'm doing what I do. It's pretty cool. You can look at it that way, okay? Yeah, man, that's the show this morning. Sorry about it. I didn't get to a song this morning, but it's cool. We'll work on it. Okay, we come back, man. I'm going to tell you right now, today, on today, more ignorant than usual. Yeah, today, man. Wish I had a radio.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody around the world, you are listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, what happens to be the greatest morning show in the world. Today's show is dedicated to rescue workers. Everybody is trying to rescue somebody.
Go ahead, Steve.
Come on, man.
Thank you to all the rescue workers out there, the people who are volunteering. I'm talking about people who work for Red Cross, United Way, all of the organizations, but I'm talking about the people that just go get their damn boat and do something for somebody.
Yes.
People who put on life vests and walk from door to door. People who bringing in food. People that work at the shelters. I'm talking. This show is dedicated to the rescue workers. Man.
Yes, sir.
Tommy, how you holding today? You back today. You been going through it. What's happening?
I'm holding strong, man. I'm holding. I didn't get any water in my house. Praise God. I'm good, man. Mm-hmm. My kids
I saw
good.
It got
my
pretty high good. Down there. It was close.
Yeah.
Because you're a long way from the bank. It got all the way up to your yard and everything.
Yes, sir.
The chateau?
Pool overflowed. I ain't care. We're gonna all sleep on the second level and look down.
What about your lake?
Overflowed.
How's the phantom doing? The ghost doing?
Sitting on blocks in the garage.
And that's a good thing, because it was getting worked on the day before. So.
Before the flood hit.
It just so happened to be up on blocks. Yeah, that happened before the flood came. So it was up on blocks. He got a mechanic come through there trying to change the transmission in it.
He got a Ford alternator coming in.
Steve, don't make us laugh.
Yeah. So the mechanic told him that what he needed to do was he was going to go down to Auto Shack and Napa and pick up a Ford alternator and put it on there. He swear, it'll do the same
thing. It'll do the same thing.
He swore that, Steve.
Yeah. So that's what we waiting on now. But when he went down to Napa, it started raining. So, hell, he down there.
He stuck at Napa.
Yeah.
Whatever, Hurricane Harvey.
Really?
You came in here and destroyed things. You showed up late. You stayed too long. You went back out and came back again. Just like you, man. It's just like
And he moved
Mr.
slow,
Harvey.
Too.
What I ain't going to do is let you put this on me so you can just go and go to hell
you know
with all
that. You know he doesn't like that. You know he doesn't.
Because your child ain't finna do put the damn storm on.
Lot of things. Huh,
yeah, but it is named Harvey, though.
I know how to get y'all off me, though.
How?
You know, I bring the Lord into this because, you know, I want to do it that way. And then I cut all this. Y'all ready to be quiet?
No.
I have nothing to do with Mother Nature. I'm just as scared as everybody else.
I know that, right.
So now anybody with some concerns about what they got, and I don't know why they named it Harvey, no damn one.
They pick names.
It's other names.
It's Harold. Could have been Harold.
But it was Harvey.
It is Harvey.
Yes.
It still is.
Deal with
it.
Gulf Coast, Louisiana.
Donald.
Yeah, he raised a way more hell than me. Could have called it Donald. Well, when we come back, we got it for you. 30-something funny. We're going to try to put some jovial in your day. We'll be right back.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Truth Be Told. Junior is up, and right after you, Junior, we're going to do with Steve, what's the one thing you refuse to share with your significant other? All right, but you're up first. Truth
All right, well, listen, I got a hurricane story for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with my family.
In Houston.
Yeah, right down here in Houston. Now, we haven't accounted for all the members. One member was missing, which happened to be my sister. And I just like to ask. Junior. Truth be told, I could get another sister, please. Anybody else? Anybody else won't take me.
Junior, you call me your big sister all the time.
Well, we need to make it legal.
No,
we need to put this on paper. Because this girl been missing since.
Can that take the place of your blood sister?
Yeah, you can. Because this don't make no sense what she just did. What? So Friday, she been missing since Friday. Uh-huh. She just showed up yesterday. Uh-huh. She called me talking about why nobody called a check on me. I said, fool, we've been calling you for 4 days. Where have you been? She said, I left Saturday to watch the Floyd Mayweather fight. Uh-huh. I said, during the hurricane, we've been looking for you, losing our minds. She said, boy, didn't Floyd put a whooping on Connor? Are you for real right now? I'm sitting up here losing my mind. You show up yesterday. Now are you, I'm trying to chastise her. She say, man, I got to tell you something, though. That Floyd show did put a weapon on Connor. I thought it was going to be over in the fourth.
She still didn't say what she was?
She was over there with the people when she watched them. She got stranded. She was still at the fight party. This is the longest fight party in Hurricane
history.
They still over there watching reruns of the fight.
They recorded it.
Yeah. I'm sitting over here like, I can't believe at a time like this, you gonna sit up here and bring up the fight. Oh, man. I just want to just know, Shirley, if I could just get some new family members. That's just the honest truth. I ain't got time to be sitting here worried and you talking about the fight.
Family is family.
No, Carla, no, not this one. There's something wrong with this. Then she got mad at me. She said, well, I've been here for y'all before. I said, no, this ain't the time to leave everybody. We trying to find you. You over there at a fight party doing a hurricane. It sounds like your priorities is really messed up right now. Well, it don't matter. I'm here now. That's what she said. I'm here now, though.
That's right.
I said, no, I need to get another sister. I'm just telling you right now. If anybody want to adopt me.
Okay, your family is something else.
Let's just make this legal.
You got sure.
All right, Steve. It's now. Thank you, Junior. It's now time for what's the one thing you refuse to share with your significant other? Come on, Steve. I know there's one thing. I know you and Marjorie share a lot. You know, in a loving relationship and all of that, but there's a but.
Well, you know, the bathroom is off. I just can't. Oh, yeah. I can't
hear you mumble.
You got too much stuff.
He's scared. He don't want to say it too loud.
It's bathroom. She can't. Marjorie can't share a bathroom with another human being. It's just too much.
I'm with you, Marjorie.
Stuff. It's just everywhere. It's stuff.
Perfume and makeup.
You got to read everything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Magazines.
I grabbed a lotion one time. It was hair conditioner.
Yes.
I can't get it off my hands. I'm sitting here going, man, what is wrong with this right here? I mean, everything is wrong. I just can't. I can't do it with her.
I got
that can't happen.
I'm with you on I'm with Marjorie on that. I have to have my own bathroom.
And I don't share my ice cream with her. When I eat ice cream, I go somewhere by myself in the house.
Why?
I just slip off.
What's wrong with ice cream sharing?
No. Because I want all of it.
But what? Are you talking about, Steve? You're a little low,
honey. The container? The container?
I'm a little low.
Yeah. It's
not ice cream.
Oh, just... If you scoop it out, you won't give her some of yours or just the whole container?
Girl, you know he eats it straight out of the carton. You know this.
Scoop it out of what? The carton is my bowl.
Oh! You know that, Carla.
Oh, you eat out the carton.
What are you talking about?
He confused.
Yeah. It's my ice cream. It's my bowl.
Oh.
You know, so what we... But what you didn't want none. Why are you over here?
But you make it look so good, especially if you let it melt a little bit and whip it up. Ooh.
I put it in the microwave.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I've been to the ice cream factory where they made it up in Cleveland. We used to go on this field trip.
Uh-huh.
And you're not supposed to eat ice cream. Ice. Like when it's real hard and they bend your spoon trying to dip it.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to eat ice cream like that. That's not how it's meant to be eaten. It's really not.
It's soft and it's just cold.
Creamy and delicious.
Creamy and delicious.
I love ice cream.
Bluebell, baby.
I ever had. What won't you share, Tommy? Watch this.
The toilet and my toothbrush. Them two right there.
Really? Really?
Your toothbrush?
Yeah. Your
toothbrush?
Everybody usually got the all own. My toilet. What? Okay. I had them build one just for you. That one right there over there is for you. This one is for me.
But why are you angry? Why are you angry about?
Because I was angry when we built it. That's just how it went down. So we had a bathroom argument. Yeah, why do we need two toilets in the same bathroom? We need it. We need it.
Hell yeah. Whole separate area.
Yes.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we redoing the bathroom.
Absolutely. I'm so with you on that.
But I just realized in the drawing rendition when I saw it that I'm completely out of the bathroom.
Where are you?
He was looking for your area.
Now, can I tell y'all the main thing we can't share?
What? Yeah. Don't say toothbrush again.
I'm not sharing my side piece with her. Now, that's one thing I ain't. Now, that's what you can't get involved in. Now, what you're not going to do is for me to allow you to be a part of my side piece. Now, that's not going to happen.
Only the men on the show are laughing at that.
You get your mind all fucked, honey.
No threesomes. No menage a trois.
I've been through this storm. I ain't been able to get to her anyway in the last 4 days.
What'd you say, Steve?
They be talking about, no, who is she? I don't worry about all that. Y'all ain't finna meet. Form nothing. Compare notes.
No, sir.
We gotta go. Coming up next, Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this. Come over here.
Welcome back, fool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it's the nephew, his crazy self, and Run That Prank Back.
Run it back, Shirley. Happy ending. Happy ending. A lot of men know what that is. Here it is right here.
Hello, therapy and this is Judy speaking. How may I help you?
I'm trying to come in and get some therapy done. I was in an accident at my job. You know, I got injured like a week and a half ago. I ain't been able to go back to work for my back and my leg. They say, you know, I haven't broke any bones or nothing, but it's, you know, it's real sore, real stiff, and hard to get out of bed. So I wanted to see, you know, what it take to get a therapist and start getting some type of treatment.
Okay, well, sir, what we typically do is we ask for our patients to come in, you know, check out our facility, and so we can also assess you, you know, see where the damage is, the majority of it, and, you know, then get you to a therapist. So if you would like to come in, we can definitely do that for you.
Okay, do you know what the therapists actually do when they're doing the treatment?
Well, if you come in, sir, we can definitely direct you to any of our three therapists that we have on site right now.
Uh-huh.
But each one specializes in a particular field. So it's more beneficial for you if you come in, and then we can assess you and then direct you to that particular therapist, okay?
Okay. So you said, how many do y'all have?
We have three. There's Marty, Brenda, and Cecilia here.
Okay. The person that referred me to y'all told me that Cecilia was the one that had worked on. Is there a way I could talk to Cecilia?
Typically, we normally ask our patients to come in, but let me see if she's available right now. I know earlier she was with a patient, so let me just check really quick. And if she is available, then I can transfer you, okay?
Okay. I'll just hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, this is Cecilia.
Miss Cecilia, trying to come up there and get some therapy done. I hurt my back and my leg at work. I mean, they already told me wasn't nothing broken, nothing, but I wanted to see what exactly do y'all do as far as physical therapy? You know, what exactly will I be doing?
Well, when you come in, we'll do a consultation, and, you know, we'll massage you and take x-rays and put you in a whirlpool tub, and there are several different things that we can do for you.
Okay. Is it a certain timeline? I mean, like, how long would it take before I can get back to work? Because, you know, I've been off for about a week now, and I'm trying to get back within the next couple of weeks, but it's taking me, like, you know, at least 30 minutes to get out of bed because of my back and my leg.
Oh, wow. Well, you need to come in as soon as possible because that sounds like that's pretty bad.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this here. After people get through doing the therapy, do y'all have happy endings?
Happy endings? What do you mean by happy endings?
Happy endings, like, you know, when therapy is over with, you know, would you do happy endings at the end?
Okay, I'm still not understanding. What do you mean by happy endings? What are you talking about?
Okay, say, like, if I come over there and go through a session or whatever for about an hour, when we get through, you know, would you kind of, like, you know, close the door and you know, do happy endings, you know, make me feel good?
Okay, close the door. I'm still not quite understanding what you mean by happy ending, sir.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is, like, when we get through with the procedure, you know, make me feel good in a nice, you know, sexual way, you know, happy endings.
When Judy sent you back to me, what are we talking about with this happy ending thing? Because I didn't
ask her nothing about the happy endings. That right there is just going to be between me and you.
Well, see, I don't play that. This is a place of business. We're professional here. We do therapy for people who are seriously hurt. This is not the nearest bar. What the talking about happy endings after we finish with that? Well, what kind of place do you think this is?
Well, I mean, I know it's therapy, but I mean, if people going through that much pain, at least have some type of happy endings, don't you think?
Well, I think you might suggest your significant other.
Okay, so you wouldn't be up for doing the happy ending part?
Hell no, I ain't interested in that what kind of this? You call about talking about you hurt. Hell, if you hurt, you shouldn't be even talking about the ending. What you talking about?
Okay, hold on. I mean, you're not talking to me professionally.
Well, you coming at me with this happy ending ain't professional at all either. What kind of place you think we running over here?
Okay, hold up. I was referred to you. I'm thinking, you know, the guy telling me, you know, you're going to take care of me.
What guy told you like that?
I'm sorry?
What guy told you some like that?
You know what? Let's not even go into there because I don't even want to bring him into this. Can you satisfy me after Easter? I'm going to tip you a little bit, too.
What? Man, have you lost your everlasting marble mind? Are you gone crazy? Judy, who in the hell is this on the phone that you done sent through me thinking this is the happy ending place?
Wait.
Who is this?
Mr. Senior, she don't know nothing about the happy ending part.
It don't matter. You the receptionist. You know what? You on the borderline of losing your job because this is...
Hello? Miss Cecilia, can I just tell you who referred me?
Who in the told you that I have happy endings for anybody? Because the only person I have happy endings for is my husband.
Okay.
So who was it?
Miss Cecilia, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Karen got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all full of y'all in here getting me ready. I'm about to fire my receptionist. I got folks in the lobbies. They just think I done lost my mind. Y'all gonna call me on my job with I'm a kick her. This don't make no sense.
Mrs. Cecilia, she told me, she said my girlfriend patience is short.
Very. Very. Oh, it's on. She gonna need her. Oh, that's all right. I got something for her.
Oh, you got some happy endings for her.
I got some happy endings for her. You just wait. I'll be.
Hey, Cecilia, you got to tell me this, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everybody need a happy ending every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
We hear you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Want somebody to agree to that nonsense?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Saying, everybody need a happy ending, Junior. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not agreeing. I just said, yeah. Everybody need a happy ending. I'm just not agreeing to him.
Yeah, not that way.
Yes, sir. I've been through the storm. Boy, if I don't get to this side piece, she's going to lose her mind. You hear me? I've been 4 days away. ain't been able to get there.
Whey.
Oh yeah. Thank
Whey
you,
is
Steve.
A protein.
W-H-E-Y, Steve. You're right.
4 days of whey?
4 days of whey.
Well, where is she?
On the other side, out there by,
Hey, Tommy.
My bad. Hey, Tommy. I'm going to Tampa. Let's just talk about something else. Tampa, USF Sundome, Saturday night. I'll be there. Me, Frankie Beverly, Kelly Price, Tank. Let's get off this subject. Tommy will be there. Don't let the storm fool you. I'm coming. Be there Saturday night. I'm the fool at the beginning. I'm the fool in the middle. And I'm the fool right before Frankie. True. I will be there. Tickets on sale right now. Let's talk about something else. My bad. I didn't get carried away.
Tommy going to be the one with the one line on his family.
Got you thrown
out. Ooh, I got thrown out. My bad.
I mean, but what were you saying now? She lives where?
No, no, I was not saying that. I'm sorry.
Sundome.
Yeah.
Tampa.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, President Trump thanked government officials and emergency response leaders in Texas for their work in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Trump applauded emergency responders. He plans to return to Texas this coming Saturday to visit areas he was unable to get to and to meet with the evacuees. Here's another issue for the president, however. The September 30th deadline to avoid a government shutdown is fast approaching, and Mr. Trump has signaled he won't sign a bill to raise the debt ceiling without funding for his border wall. That could have a number of consequences for victims of Hurricane Harvey.
Well, are you nuts?
Yes, yes.
Are you really kidding me?
Yes, yes.
So you're going to let the government shut down if we don't get the money for the border wall. But you said, though, Mexico was going to pay for the
wall. He did.
You did say
that? He did. And Mexico said they were not.
Why don't he pay for the wall? Swipe his card.
Yeah. Isn't he a billionaire?
Use your black Amex and
except
swipe
the
your
American
card.
That won't pay for the wall.
That won't get it? Okay.
Yeah, you can get a gate. We can run some chicken wire down there. If you use my MMX, we could do some fence posts.
Ain't getting no wall, though.
Yeah, you know, that's about it. We ain't going to be high. I got the money for 3-foot posts.
Yeah, this is a good news, though. FEMA's essential operations would continue during a government shutdown. FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund currently has between $1.3 billion and $1.5 billion in reserve. But without funding beyond September 30th, it will deplete those funds and relief checks will likely eclipse that $1.5 billion mark fairly quickly.
Wow.
I know. A mess, ain't it?
President? He's getting some backlash, too, about not really addressing the victims in his speech. Did you see that?
Yeah, you know, that was a little bit tough, though, because he was thanking all of the
First responders,
the government, and the leaders. Mm-hmm.
But,
his
you know, and
director.
It wouldn't have been so bad, but then he said, you know, some Trump supporters came outside and cheering him on. Really nice crowd. Really
Crowd. This is not a rally,
you know,
dude.
That right there, man, made it stick out even more, the fact that he didn't mention the victims. He just doesn't know how to care about the common man. Because he's never had to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's never been one. I mean, that's just bottom line. Mm-hmm. It is hard to be a great servant if you've never served. I mean, at one point in time, to be a great servant, you have got to have served something. Mm-hmm. Hmm. You know, it's like, look, if I walk up to a table as a waiter, having never been a waiter, I'm going to make a lot of mistakes because I'm serving people. Well, I ain't been serving nobody. So now here's a guy that we have who's never been poor, who's never served anyone, and he's in the greatest servant capacity. Because I learned something a long time ago. In order to be a great leader, you have got to have been a great servant.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's how it's done. Mm-hmm. You can't be the greatest leaders in the world were greater servants. Martin Luther King,
Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. Yeah. You look at President Obama. He was a servant.
Humility. They have humility, Steve.
And we just got a guy that's in the White House that has none of that, man. Yeah. This dude's a rich 70-year-old billionaire business guy. Yeah. And that's all he's going to be. We can quit huffing puffing about this.
All right, Steve. Let's bring in Miss Ann. She'll give us an update on the hurricane as well.
And I'll be quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the lovely, the talented, our very own Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, there was good news and continued bad news, unfortunately, in the Houston area yesterday. The good news was that the rain let up, but the bad news is that the flooding did not. With Tropical Storm Harvey's move to the east, conditions also got bad yesterday in Port Arthur and Orange, Texas, as well as in southwest Louisiana. This woman tells NPR that people weren't expecting it to be that bad.
They said it wasn't going to be a tense because we was on the west side and the wind. So it's just going to be just like the regular thunderstorm like we've been having. But it wasn't like that. It was like a storm I had never heard before in my life.
Tens of thousands of people now in shelters across the region. Port Arthur Mayor Derek Freeman says that the National Guard and others are doing what they can.
We have the military, that's the Coast Guard that's involved. We have all city assets right now on helping. We have public works, people driving dump trucks. We have airboats. We have volunteers.
Harvey has now dropped more than 50 inches of rain, making Harvey responsible for the heaviest tropical downpour ever recorded in the United States. And now they have the death toll marked at 37. However, they are still expecting more bodies to be discovered. Texas native Jamie Foxx, that's right, Jamie Foxx, he's hosting a telethon for Texas September 12th. It's going to be broadcast out of New York, Los Angeles, and Nashville, and other stars are going to be helping out. Also, Leonardo DiCaprio's charity has reportedly donated $1 million to relief organizations helping the Texas-Louisiana area. Okay, meanwhile, more of this. Tropical Storm Harvey now putting pressure on the Congress to work out the future of the federal flood insurance program. Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is co-sponsoring a bill that would renew the flood insurance program for 6 more years, which is aimed, by the way, also at reducing future flood damage. Here's the rub. The New York Times reports that only about 15% of homes in the Houston area, for instance, are covered by national flood insurance, and that coverage will lapse at the end of September unless Congress renews it. Some things just don't happen very often. In Chicago recently, a Chicago cop convicted of violating someone's civil rights by using excessive force and faces jail time when he's sentenced. Something else doesn't happen normally. State of Florida recently actually reinstated the death penalty in 1976. It executed a white man for killing a black man. By contrast, at least 18 black men have been executed for killing white men since 1976. A federal judge throwing out Sarah Palin's defamation suit against the New York Times. And today is College Colors Day. It's also Litigating Lawyers Day. And it's also Take a Bite Out of the Apple Day. I love apples. Anything but apples. I also love Eugene the Butterfly. He's coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, if you want to help people in the Houston and the New Orleans, the Gulf Coast area that were affected by Hurricane Harvey, please go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can simply text the word Harvey to 90999 to make a $10 donation. All right, Steve, please introduce the butterfly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Eugene.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, good morning, Stephen, Shirley, Carla, Junior, Tommy. Good morning to all of you. Good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful day.
Morning, butterfly. Yes, it is. Flap on,
yes,
brother.
What's happening, man? Hey, Eugene.
I am very good. I rode out the storm. I rode out the storm. We had a hurricane party.
Rode it out with who?
With my friends. Sebastian was there. Who else was there? Felix was there. The same two that had the fight.
Yeah.
They didn't. They finally made up. You know, hugged and kissed and hugged. And made, you know, they friends again.
Good. That's good news.
So anyway, we played Uno because you know the power was out for a day or so. So we played Uno. We played Trouble. We played checkers. And then when it got real dark, we played hide and go seek throughout the whole house. It was so much fun. You know, you have to make the best of it. And then we ate a lot of salami sandwiches. That was good. I text you,
y'all,
Steve,
ate
but you didn't
salami
respond.
Sandwiches with no power. Boy, y'all's breath was kicking.
No, it wasn't. Maybe it was. Everybody was smelling like the same meat. But anyway, we all had fun. It was good. So we made it through the storm. But Steve, I tried to text you.
Yeah. Please do.
I tried to text you, and you didn't. You never responded to me, but I was trying to text you to let you know I was okay because I felt like you was probably worried about me.
Who are you talking to?
You said Steve.
I said Steven. Yeah.
Oh, I
texted you,
I didn't respond. I didn't look for you.
But
I checked on Carla.
Yes, you did.
I checked
Thank
on
you,
my boy City. I even called Rashawn.
So you called people here in Houston? You didn't?
Yeah, he did.
And of course, I checked on my nephew, Tommy, made sure him and the family was good. Asked him, did he need anything?
But I know I text you. Oh. I said, Mr. Harvey, I am fine. I know you're probably worried about me.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you did get it?
Mm-hmm.
It said delivered, huh, Eugene?
It went through. I went out by the water. It went through.
Oh, I got it. But what did it say? What was the last line it said?
I figured you were worried about me, and then I signed it butterfly. I know
and
you got
it. That's why I ain't have to respond.
Okay, so
what
you got Carla and Rashawn.
Well, I wasn't worried. I wasn't worried about him. He didn't have to figure that. He figured wrong. That's why I didn't respond, because I know you had figured wrong. And I figured you knew that. So we'll be
go.
Back.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Even through a storm, you don't care about me. Even through a storm.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lakewood Church in Houston is now accepting victims of Hurricane Harvey who need a place to shelter, okay? On Tuesday, Pastor Olstein tweeted that his megachurch, which can hold more than 16,000 people, is providing shelter for hurricane victims. Initially, Pastor Olstein received backlash for not welcoming in evacuees, and he appeared on Good Morning America to, he wanted to, you know, just clarify the situation. Take a listen.
You know, I think, George, the narrative is that we didn't want to take people in or that we didn't open in time. It's totally not true. We were here for people. We were shelter. We were taking people as soon as the floodwaters receded when several people came here to take them in. But the city has a shelter 4 miles from here. We work with the city all the time. And when their shelter was totally full, they started bringing people over here. And here we are again today doing it like we did in 2001 when we housed 3,000 people. So I don't know. I think somebody created that narrative that somehow we were high and dry. And none of that is true. This building, it was a safety issue. And we took people in from the very beginning.
All right, and Pastor Olstein went on to say the main thing is social media doesn't run our lives. He said, we run our ministry. We do what we're called to do. Everyone that's making a difference is going to have critics. Lakewood Church posted on Facebook that it was inaccessible due to severe flooding and directed displaced residents to shelters in the city. The church can hold more than 16,000 people,
Man,
as I mentioned
Shirley,
earlier.
Shirley, mm-hmm. The dude is great. The dude is sheer greatness. There's always somebody always. Got something to say. Man, the man opened up his church. He ain't even that type of guy, man. He got his church right. open. Mm-hmm. Some social media lie, just like they made a shark swimming through the water, like they doing memes, making fun of people that's mm-hmm. in distress. There's some sick people in this world. Yeah. The man's church is open.
Yeah.
Let's move on. He Joel Osteen. The person that put that up probably ain't doing a damn thing.
Person that put that up exactly. probably don't even go to church.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, but he did receive a lot of criticism. I love what he said, that social media doesn't run our lives. They run their ministry. I like that. And do what they're supposed to do. You know, mm-hmm. stop it with all the hate and the ugliness and the negativity.
Well, on behalf of Joel Osteen, because he can't say it, man.
You can't even say what you're about to say.
Yeah, no, let him say it. Go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead, Tommy. No.
Yeah. Go ahead. Fire it off.
Yeah, because Joel want to say it.
Man, he can't, though.
Yeah. No, because, for a myriad of reasons, he cannot say that. No.
Well, on behalf of Joel and Steve, who can't say it.
Come on. Whoa,
y'all hold kiss on. Joel's behind.
Oh,
gosh, Tommy.
Damn, Tommy, yeah.
Really,
man,
though?
You need to
really?
Be careful, Tommy, more often.
It was clean, wasn't it? Was it clean? It was clean.
But he's a pastor. I mean, I don't think he would, necessarily say that, especially.
Well, you know that, you Shirley. Know that he would not.
You know, come on.
Told somebody to kiss his ass. You don't think, nope.
No.
No. I know good and well my pastor said it.
My pastor did, too.
I was with him.
My pastor was with him when he said it.
I know
we playing
pastor.
Basketball against the steel mill. We had a church team that was in the industrial league. We was undefeated. We played against the steel mill, Kinsman Bar and Grill, Ford Motor Company, the post office. Player went over there and said, "We're going to whip y'all church boys like a bunch of sissies y'all is." Bishop turned around and said, "Man, you can kiss my ass."
Oh.
I said, "Cool."
Well,
so I went on back out there and I was cussing everybody out really, real soft.
We do have to remember that they are human. They are human. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They are human. A lot of people are stepping up, you know, to help with efforts in the Hurricane Harvey aftermath. And Anheuser-Busch Brewery in Georgia stopped canning beer this week to instead focus their efforts on canning and shipping drinking water to areas hit hard by Hurricane Harvey. The plan is to ship more than 50,000 cans of emergency drinking water to Red Cross shelters where it will be passed out by volunteers. So that is good news. Thank you, Anheuser-Busch.
That's good.
Yeah, that is really good news. Again, if you want to help, a lot of celebrities helping and things like that. If you want to help, go to redcross.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can text the word Harvey to 90999 to make a donation, okay?
Thank you
so much, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, the nephew's prank phone call is coming up. What's
it's
going
gonna
on
be
in
stupid.
His
I
mind?
I bet you that.
Well, we know this. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after. Get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, nephew, what do you have for us on the menu today? On the stupid
cake lady.
Menu.
Cake lady. Ooh. Cake lady. This is a good
cake. This is Barbara.
Yeah, I need to ask you, what kind of cakes do y'all make at this place?
Well, sir, we make all occasion cakes, birthday cakes, anniversary cakes, wedding cakes, pretty much whatever you need. What you looking for?
Do y'all be making adult cakes?
Yes, sir, a few adult cakes, you know, bachelorette parties and, you know, wedding. What exactly are you looking for, sir?
No, the problem is this right here. I ordered a cake from you all on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Now, it was supposed to be delivered to my daughter's school on Tuesday. And, you know, she in junior high school, 13 years old. The cake was supposed to have Hannah Montana on it, and it was supposed to say happy birthday. Now, the cake get delivered over there today, and I can't for the life of me believe that this has happened. We in her classroom, all the classmates is in there, some teachers in there, the principal then came down. We finna have cake and ice cream for the kids. But when they open up the cake, it's a man's private part on the cake.
What? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No. We have never made a mistake like that.
Y'all
now,
made
I
that
know.
Mistake. Y'all made that
stuff.
Mistake. I've been calling this place all damn day. Y'all done made this damn mistake, and somebody going to pay for this. I got
we
13.
Did not make that mistake.
I got 13-year-old kid.
Sir. No, you're going to have to lower it down now, okay? Because we can't get nothing settled if you yelling and I can't hear you, okay?
I need to now, lower it down. You should have lowered that private part off that cake. That's
sir,
what you should have done.
Sir, what is your name?
My name is Trevor.
And now, where was the cake supposed to be going?
Middle school.
Now, when was it delivered, sir?
I just don't see that's it right there. You can't remember. That's how y'all made the damn mistake.
Sir, please just answer the question so we can get this settled, sir.
No, what? Who is the owner there?
Excuse me, I am the owner. My name is Barbara. Now, if you give me the information, I'll try to make this thing right because it couldn't have been my company. Are you absolutely sure, sir?
I'm positive. Y'all is the ones that delivered the damn cake. Listen, I got all these 13-year-old kids in there traumatized, and the teachers and the principal are looking at me crazy. Because y'all didn't deliver the wrong damn cake.
I understand, sir, but I need to calm down just for a minute. Let me ask you this.
Wait. You want me to calm down? You should have took that private part down off the cake.
I can understand. I can understand, but I don't think it was my company, okay? Because we've never made a mistake like that. Now, we're very careful with that kind of stuff. Now, sir, hold on 1 minute. Come here. Do you know anything about a cake delivery, a Hannah Montana cake, going to middle school today? Did y'all make any deliveries? Okay, thanks. Sir, I just talked to my driver, and he's been with me about 8 years, sir, and we've never had a problem like this. He's never delivered a cake over there, sir. Are you sure it was my company?
Just damn show this place, lady. It's disrespectful. Your driver lying.
You know, mistakes can be made, but I cannot.
You can't make no mistake like that when you got a man's private part in front of a bunch of 13-year-old kids at a junior high.
I can understand. I would be upset, too. I have children, too. So I can understand what you're trying to say. But, sir, what I'm trying to tell you is this is not my company you're talking about. We wouldn't have done anything like that. I've been in business for 13 years.
What is your name?
My name is Barbara.
Okay, so you're the one behind all of this on this damn cake. It's supposed to be Hannah Montana and wind up being a man's private part on the cake.
Sir, come on, stop and think about this.
You know, you'll think
we
about
would not
it.
Deliver
y'all
a cake to a
about...
high school, an adult cake to a school. Now, I understand you upset.
Listen,
I really
lady, do
you
understand what has happened at my daughter's school?
I apologize for it, sir, but I don't believe that you ordered the cake from my company. Okay? As a matter of fact, we make cakes on Friday, sir. Wasn't no cake delivered today. Sir, it's a Tuesday.
Hey, what the hell? I mean, it's a Tuesday. Ain't nobody eating cake on Tuesday?
Sir, I have told you that couldn't have happened here at my company. Okay?
Okay, let me tell you.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll be happy to make a cake for you, sir, and to send it to your daughter. But, sir, it wasn't my company. That
I don't want no more damn cakes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm finna to do, lady. I'm finna call my lawyer. I'm finna get with the police. And I'm coming over there to shut that down. You won't sell a cupcake when I get through with your...
Oh, sir, you know what? Now, you done gone too far. Let me tell you something. This is my business that I done worked for 13 years to build. You ain't finna come up in here and do a
I'm
thing.
Finna shut that down.
You come up
I'm
here and you find more icing up your mammy won't even know who you are. You need to get off my phone with this. That's some ignorant in the first place, sir. How dare you call me with that? And what the is your name?
I already told you my name is Trevor.
Well, that... Trevor, bring your up here and I got something for you. Bring your and the police. Do you think I'm gonna let some little like you come jeopardize my business? I've been in business too long. I know what the I'm doing. Now, I don't know who the you call, but it was sure not my company. Do you understand me?
I understand everything you're saying, and I understand when I get over there, I'm gonna shut it down, me and the police.
You won't come out here and get your shut down, and you're gonna have a daughter crying over your. Now, I done told you it wasn't my company. Now, get off my phone. Do you hear me?
I got one more thing I need to
you
say
ain't
to
got
you,
a
lady.
It's thing to tell me talking about shutting down my company.
Yes, I got one more thing. Is you listening to me?
I ain't listening. What you got to say to me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
That. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yes. I gotta get off this phone. Oh my God. I'm a killer. I'm a killer. Bye. Hello? Oh my God. Oh my God. Please tell me I'm not on the radio.
No.
Oh, geez.
You ain't on the radio now, but you're gonna be on there in the morning.
Oh Lord, no, no. My preacher and everybody else gonna be on it. Oh my God. I'm gonna kill that. I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna get me a cake and go to her job and. Up. Lord, oh Lord, y'all gonna get somebody up playing like that, you know?
Oh.
She gonna have to look out every day. She ain't gonna never where it's coming from. I'm gonna be like the thief in the night on her.
Miss hey, Barbara, I gotta ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all what?
Hey, can you make a socket to me cake?
Yeah, I can make a socket to your cake, but you better hope it ain't got a gun in it. Y'all don't mess around, get around messing with somebody like that. They business now.
Have y'all ordered a cake lately?
Man.
I'm talking about a sex cake, you know what I'm saying? You ever had one of them at the bachelorette party? Y'all
no.
ain't ever seen one of them?
I've no. seen them before, but I didn't have one. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No. You didn't have one.
There's been some that jumped out some cake.
Excuse me.
I'd
what happened?
Some
Excuse
jump
me, sir.
Out the cake been right.
Oh,
but
talk about a cake
some people
lady.
Jumped out the cake needed to be covered in.
Yeah. Some need to jump back in. They don't do that no more, do they? Pop out the cake.
Yeah. No, they don't do that no more. I don't mind stretch marks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or them chicken pox scratches. And marks, my old marks still on there.
Chicken pox.
Well, yeah,
You know, you ain't supposed to scratch when you got chicks out.
No, you got to
I'm about to say, you know how old you is?
Junior
you
don't even
say
know
the
what
dumbest things
about.
Sometimes,
he in the
really. I'm going to start checking
Junior
when I go back
chicken
in.
Pox. This is what I don't. I do not mind stretch marks.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Matter of fact, that's like a badge of honor.
Yes. A lot of women have
life
stretch marks.
Into the world. Yeah, I got that.
Who doesn't have stretch marks?
Stitches.
I did.
Uh-huh. Where you been?
Not on my tummy.
Where you been shot? And they stitched it old school. I don't want that.
What are you talking about? A bullet wound? What?
I'm not going to date you. You've been getting shot now. Where is he at?
We got to go. This conversation is pointless and stupid.
Where is he at?
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you about the giving continues for Hurricane Harvey storm victims. Plus, the strawberry letter is coming up next. We'll be back. Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we get to today's crazy strawberry letter, boy, the list of celebrities that are giving back is phenomenal, and it continues to grow, including, of course, our very own Steve Harvey, Kevin Hart, The Rock, Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj, Jamie Foxx, P. Diddy, Houston's very own Beyonce. Yes, and her pastor are doing the thing, and her charity. Anyway, the Kardashians have really stepped up. They donated $500,000 to rescue and recovery operations in Houston. Half of the money will go to the Red Cross. The other half will go to the Salvation Army. The donation was made on behalf of Kris Jenner, along with Kim, Courtney, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie. You know, thanks to everyone who stepped up, everyone, you know, on the show, everyone has come together. I mean, this is a healing that the country needs right now, you know. And just a reminder to all of our listeners, you don't have to be a celebrity to help people out in Houston, the Gulf Coast area affected by Hurricane Harvey. All you have to do is go to redcross.org, redcross.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or text the word Harvey to 90999, and you can make your donation, a $10 donation, a $1 donation, $5, whatever you can spare to help the people out in Houston and those surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Harvey.
Man, these rescue guys have been doing some incredible work.
Yes, we got to say thank you to them.
I take my hat off to them, man. They have been doing it. And you got, you know, neighboring states like Louisiana.
Yes.
A lot of people just loaded up and came over and helped us out.
Yeah, some people got in their boats from Mississippi you know, and came through. The volunteers, everything. It's been phenomenal how this country has come together, you know, to help the people. It has really been phenomenal.
So the people that left Louisiana to come help people in Texas, East Texas, Houston, southern part of Texas, now, you know, Harvey went back that way to make landfall again and hit Lake Charles. It's very close to Houston. Mm-hmm. We're on the air there in Lake Charles, so we're praying for our neighbors in Lake Charles and also in New Orleans. Cannot deal with any more hurricanes, period. So,
yeah.
Everyday heroes helping out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, we have to continue to keep them in our prayers as well. You know, because after all of this is over, you know, then the rebuilding process begins. Yeah. You know, these people have to get back into their homes and start, you know, making their lives and living their lives again. So it doesn't stop when the rain goes away and the flooding goes down. It continues, you know.
My wife has a cousin. Her house floods every single time.
Wow. Yeah.
Every time. And she has to start over, rebuild, redo the inside. I don't know how she does it, man. But she got
every single time.
Every
I have a
single
cousin,
time.
Same thing, Tommy. She lives off of 288, which is, if you guys don't know Houston, that was one of the freeways that was underwater. She lives right off the service road, or off the feet of the water was on at the front door. Every single time it rains like that, she lost everything. Everything. It's just devastating. But just like, you know, everyone's been saying, you know, we can get new houses, we can rebuild.
Yeah, yeah, you can get all
that.
Lies,
man. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Lies.
We're here. Yeah. We're all here, and we pray for those
and
victims and their families. But Tommy Jr., we are blessed.
Yes, and you know what? My heart really goes out to those elderly people, you know, that have pets, their children, all, you know, the little children that don't really know what's going on, but the elderly people especially. So, you know, thank you all, everyone, all the volunteers, all the first responders. And, you know, we're so glad that you guys, because we're the closest to you guys as far as Houston goes, you know, Junior, Carla and Tommy. So glad you guys are okay and your families. Wow.
We're blessed.
All right, let's go.
Is that time?
Yeah.
All right, chop chop. Let's get to it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Subject: my friend is blind and he can't see. Needs glasses like DMC. Okay. Good morning.
Okay.
good morning, Stephen Shirley. I always hear you talk about the women who are stupid with these dumb decisions that they make over these men. But I need to talk about these dumb men who make these dumb decisions when it comes to women. I have a friend that's been married for 8 years and separated on and off for 6 of those years. Right now, he's at the separation stage. He has a child by her, and she has one of her own. His wife can call him at any time, in all caps, and he goes running, whether it's for a child or for his whether it's for his child or for his stepchild. She questions where he is, and he tells her. She questions what time he has to work, and don't let it be the night shift. He has to call her from work to prove to her that he's there. Not to mention that every other week that he gets paid, he's over there until nightfall and then asked to leave. Of course, after stopping at the store to bring whatever, but it's always something needed. Not saying that he's wrong for taking care of the children. They have not had relations in 7 months. He don't stay over and she don't come over his apartment, but she has a key and he don't have one to her house. But when she calls, oh, he better answer, or that's an argument right there. Please help me tell my friend that the only reason why she's like this because he's her security blanket, and he better believe that she's getting hers from somewhere else. About my friend, he's the sweetest. To be honest, Steve, he has a lot of your qualities, from opening car doors, taking off girls' coats before his own, to carrying all the bags from the store, picking up things from the store, just to say that I'm thinking of you. No special day. Please help. P.S. Steve, I know how you are, and no, I don't want him because I'm happily married for 18 years. We are just friends. Okay, dear, please help. You know, you say you may not want him because you're happily married 18 years, but there's something going on, because why are you all up in these people's business like this? I mean, there has got to be some point where you say, okay, enough, especially when he gets to telling you, you know, that they haven't had relations for 7 months. That is just way too much information. You know too much. You're in it too much. He's telling you too much. There's got to be a point where you put a stop to him or ask him what's his ulterior motive. Okay, he's not with her. You don't want to get with him, but does he want to get with you? You know, is he trying to play, you know, I'm the lonely man, the mistreated husband on you and get you, you know, to be with him? You got to think about this stuff. As a friend, just be supportive. Stay out of their bedroom. Stay out of their business. 12 minutes after. Cole Cracker. What's up?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, join me live today. Don't forget, it is going down today. Live on Facebook, the Strawberry Letter After Show. We want to talk about today's Strawberry Letter. We want to talk about this letter right here. And you've heard what I had to say. You're going to hear part two of what Steve has to say. But we want to hear from you and whatever else you want to talk about. I'm going to do my Strawberry Fresh Pick of the week. And man, oh man, yeah, it's something that's close to my heart this week. You'll hear what it is when you join me today at 1:30 p.m. That's 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, please join me. And we'll also talk about trending topics as well. That's at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time today. But now it is time for part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter. Let's go.
Subject. My friend is blind and he can't see. Needs glasses like DMC. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I always hear you talk about the women who are stupid with these dumb age decisions that they make over these men. But I need to talk about these dumb men who make these dumb decisions when it comes to a woman. I have a friend that's been married for 8 years and separated on and off for six of those years. Right now, he's at the separation stage. He has a child by her. And she has one of her own. His wife can call him at any time and he goes running, whether it's for his child or for his stepchild. She questions where he is and he tells her. She questions what time he has to work. And don't let it be the night shift. He has to call her from work to prove that he's still there. Not to mention that every other week that he gets paid, he's over there until nightfall and then asked to leave, of course, after stopping at the store to buy whatever. But it's always something needed. Not saying that he's working or taking care of. Not saying that he's wrong for taking care of the children. They have not had relations in 7 months. He don't stay over and she don't come over his apartment. But she has a key and he don't have one to her house. When she called, oh, he better answer. Oh, that's an argument right there. Please help me tell my friend that the only reason why she's like this is because he's her security blanket. And he better believe that she's getting hers from somewhere else. About my friend, he's the sweetest. To be honest, Steve, he has a lot of your qualities, from opening car doors, taking off a girl's coat before his own, to carrying all the bags from the store, picking up things from the store just to say that I'm thinking of you, no special day. Please help. P.S. Steve, I know how you are, and no, I don't want him because I'm happily married for 18 years. We are just friends. No, you ain't. You ain't just friends, lady. Shirley is hit it dead on the head. You in this thing way too deep. I bet you, if you cared about your marriage the way you care about your friend's marriage, okay, you wouldn't have time to care for your friend's marriage. Yes. In 18 years, ain't you got no problems at your house? Mm. Everything can't be peachy keen at your crib. Not everything. No marriage is. So all this time you applying to him and his, all this information, like Shirley say, you got way too much information. We are just friends. Well, you might be just friends, but you sure want something else. Mm. And I do think you want the man. And I do think that he is the man that you would love to have. You could tell me you happily married, but you can't be. First of all, you too nosy. Nosy people always got messed up business of their own. Have you ever noticed that about anybody that you know that's really, really nosy? You ever noticed that their affairs are always jacked up? Mm-hmm. Because your business ain't on what it should be, which is your business.
All right, guys, we got to go. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter. He does it all the time at My Girl Shirley. Yeah. You can also find me on Facebook at My Girl Shirley or Shirley Strawberry for our after the show Strawberry Live on Facebook today at 1:30 p.m. Thursday. Please join me. Now, come on, Steve. Our girl.
Cheryl Underwood.
That's what I'm talking about, Steve Harvey.
Come on.
All of the Steve Harvey peoples out there. You know what? This is a time where we really going to come together. People have been giving money, you know, but judge not lest ye be judged. I'm going to say it. Now, this is only me talking. Get off Joe Osteen, because let me tell you why I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what happened, Shirley. I was in Houston. Carlos, you didn't answer my call for me to go out to lunch with you. I went to the Breakfast Club.
When was this, Shirley?
Oh, it was years ago. But, girl, you know, we cool like that now. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
Right on. But anyway.
She got the memory like an elephant.
Right. So
it was years ago, girl. Don't worry about it.
As the elephant, too, Julius.
Okay, I've seen you 10 times since then.
That's right.
Cheryl.
So we driving all around Houston's looking around. And I got to use the bathroom. So we see Lakewood. Now, this is a real story. Don't laugh at me. This is a real story. Me and Mike Watson doing the Houston Improv. I said, Mike, pull over. Let's go. That's Joe Osteen Church. Maybe they'll let us in to use the bathroom. Well, we walk up to it and pull the door. And it's open. First of all, we praising God that it's open. Then we run in and use the bathroom. Bathroom's nice and clean and everything. And then we go, ain't nobody stopping us. Ain't nobody here. Ain't nobody walking up to us. Nothing. So then we go down to where they do the services. And, you know, because we want to look around and everything. I didn't take no pictures because I don't believe in that sort of thing. But the church was open. And you can walk around it, and they had certain areas that the areas that I saw, because I walked all over it, could have been flooded, and the front part could have not had the water to be flooded. But let's thank God that he did what he did, and Amen. He marched the troops, and people came mm-hmm. in. Let's not That's be right. judging people right now. Let's come That's together. That's right. You know, and speaking of judging people, from the big bank to little bank, I can't get 25 stacks. I don't know if I'm, I ain't even going to lie. I ain't got it like that. $25,000. Yeah, talking about Kevin Hart. Yeah, no, child, yeah. I was so happy he didn't call my name. Let me tell you why.
That's keeping it 100.
That's right. CBS sure. don't come back until, the talk don't come back until September 11th. So we on hiatus. We all make money, right? We all make money.
Yeah, that's why we work.
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah. But all of us ain't got that long money. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie to you. I might mm-hmm. have $2,500, but that cost me $5,000 to give. Am I speaking on in time?
Absolutely, because the government don't charge.
That's right, because you got to go tax for tax. You got to go dollar for tax and everything. Now, everybody that got it like that, I'm digging the rock. My boy Chris Brown, I'm digging the fact, $100,000 mm-hmm. off yeah. the mm-hmm. rip. Wait, the boy J.J. Watts, the football player,
yes,
was
yes.
only trying to raise $500,000 and going to go almost $7 million.
Yes. Gerald, we got to go.
Shirley,
thank you.
You all right, Carla? You all
yes,
right?
Thank you. We got to go. Coming up, we got to go.
Felicia, bye.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, last week, Steve, during our health and wellness segment, we talked to your trainer, Obi. Today, I found a list of old school weight loss tricks that actually work. Now, Steve, see if you agree with these tricks, okay?
Okay.
Meal prepping.
It's that works, but yeah, that works. Meal prepping does work. So, because you have your food there, so you don't get caught out hungry and then grab something wrong.
That's exactly what they're saying. Okay. And you can pack nutritious snacks. Mm-hmm. Okay, smaller plates.
Yeah, that's good for some people. Yeah.
They're saying put the big plate away and use smaller bread plates instead because you still get the food you need.
Right, right. But the average person eats too much food.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So smaller plates, it will help. It does help. But if you eat the small plate and you're still hungry, we have another problem. Go ahead.
All right, mind tricks. Like jumping off the above note about smaller plates, it says you're never really as hungry as you think you are. So stop before you actually feel really full because you don't need to feel
stuffed. You do be as hungry as you think you are. Yeah. I've been hungry as hell before.
But you expend a lot of energy. You have a lot of stuff to do. Okay, here's another one.
That's hunger. When your stomach is growling and flipping and starting to eat itself, that's mm-hmm. not a mind.
you know how sometimes you're in the grocery store and when you're hungry, you put everything in the basket. Yeah,
well,
you know, your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Never go grocery shopping when you're hungry.
Yeah, because you will spend some money on
foolishness. But if you're eating and you're feeling full, they're saying you should stop. You don't need to feel stuffed.
Yeah.
Well, stop eating till you can't swallow it.
That's too far.
That's a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Plan B. This says if you oversleep or have an unexpected catastrophe, it's easy to revert back to your old ways for convenience. Have a backup plan ready to go, you know, like some good protein bars or something, you know, something like that. Maybe some raw nuts or something.
Well, a catastrophe, what do they mean by that?
Like if you oversleep and you don't have time to plan your meals, you know.
That's not a catastrophe.
Well, okay, they're saying a catastrophe, but if
Houston
you're on a diet.
Is a catastrophe.
Yeah, Houston. Right?
Yes,
your ass ain't
Hurricane
got
Harvey.
Damn catastrophe.
Hurricane Harvey is definitely a catastrophe.
Your fat ass ain't pack of peanut butter and jelly. Now it's a catastrophe.
But you don't want to go back on the progress you've made. So just have a backup plan. Have
okay,
some protein
did I tell
bars.
You all, what's today?
Today's Thursday.
I didn't give y'all my report Monday.
Oh, about your weight loss, right?
I lost 1 pound the week before.
Okay.
All right.
So congratulations.
I'm down to, let me, 6, 8. Now, I've lost 9 pounds in 4 weeks.
Awesome.
Can I only lost my a pound. Because when I went to Vegas, I only lost a pound because when I got in Vegas, I lost my mind.
Completely.
I could have stayed with that 3 pounds, mm-hmm. I think. But I got to Vegas Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. and until Sunday night. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sunday night I went a little hard.
You fell off.
Uh-huh.
I fell off a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, I mean.
Somebody. Yeah. Did you say you had a report, nephew?
Yeah. I gained 12 pounds during the hurricane.
So did I, nephew. All we
I ain't gonna lie
was
to you. We ate so much food, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Because you're blessed. Stuck in the house.
Yeah, you're stuck in the house, and then when the power go out, you just start cooking everything that start thawing out in the freezer. You might.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you barbecue.
Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You grill.
The pit's still on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep the grill going.
All right, Steve, here's the last one. It's called Split. It says, eating out is always tricky, so take the trick part out of it. When you order, have the server put half the meal in a box ready to go. You get half the calories and save money by having lunch the next day ready to roll. So it's called the split method.
I don't even have my steak in a box before we get to the table. Half my mashed potatoes is in the box.
And then bring the box to the table. I can put it in.
But Steve,
you can do it, bring me no damn half a plate.
But when we went to lunch,
sounds good.
Yeah, when we all went to lunch last week, what you did was order off of a different menu. You know.
Yeah. Well, let's just tell it. We all went to Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered off the Skinnylicious menu.
The Skinnylicious, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they actually count the calories for you. Mm-hmm. So everything on a certain order is under 500 or 400 calories. And that's what I did. And I actually ate, and then I didn't eat all of that.
Yeah, so you did a variation of the split, which is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Tommy, on the other hand, ordered the full size.
And then dessert. Don't forget dessert.
You didn't.
Why are we at the Cheesecake Factory if we ain't gonna get no cheese?
that's what they do, right?
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense, right?
I'm not finna go to the pancake house and not get no pancake. That don't make no sense to me.
It's logic.
Go to Krabby Krabs and not get any crab meat, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Makes sense, man.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Does that include me?
Yes. Yes, because you know we got to keep it real. 100.
Can I also keep it 100?
Yes, can you can.
Call and Steve, keep it 100.
Yes.
This is your show. You know you'll
no,
have
this
your
actually
input.
Could turn out to be my favorite singer.
Oh, you love it. Keeping it real. Keeping it 100. That's what we're going to do on the show today. I just got to tell you about something that I saw, this story. It's about Hurricane Harvey. You know, we're here in Houston, Tommy and I, and just a story
and
that I want
show,
you guys to
show, we just refer
hear.
To it as the hurricane.
Because you don't like the name.
Yeah.
But that's the name of the hurricane, Hurricane Harvey.
We're not on this show.
That. We know what it is. Just on this show. Can we just call it the damn hurricane? I think everybody
knows
what it is.
Well, there's another hurricane out there.
I won't keep it thrown up in my face. You know how many people done text me with their little version of a damn joke?
Yeah, you said somebody got you at the Mayweather fight and said, let up on us, Harvey, or something like that.
Why don't you let up off on everybody in Texas?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, dog?
They're doing you.
Hurricane Harvey? He mad at me.
Yes.
Hurricane Harvey.
All right,
oh, they
so,
got you on the map, actually. They got you on the map spinning. You ain't seen that one?
With your mustache.
That's a mean, dog. That's a mean comment.
Coming up next, Carla's got something she's calling Carla's Keeping It 100. We're going to talk about that now. So
it's
coming up.
Actually on the damn news.
Keeping It 100 with Carla. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up, Carla, in lieu of reality update today, since Carla's from Houston and everything, and she's down there dealing with Hurricane Harvey, you have something called Carla's Keeping It 100, Carla. Tell us what that's about.
Okay, Shirley, Cruz, Steve, everybody, Tommy from H-Town, Junior, you're from Houston as well. So I'm calling this Keeping It 100. Okay, Steve, while many members of the media, you know, they've become part of the story while covering the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. You know, some you've seen reporters helping rescuers and doing all of that. Well, one CNN reporter, she found out the hard way that putting a microphone into the face of someone's, you know, someone suffering mm-hmm. might not be the best idea on live TV. I'm just saying, Captain 100, this was just a real moment. This was during a live shot. CNN reporter Rosa Flores, she attempted to speak to a Houstonian. She was an evacuee, and she was explaining that she suffered for more than 36 hours waiting for help. Take a listen.
Let me introduce you to Danielle here. Danielle, you just arrived. Share with us how you were rescued.
Some guys had called our phone and asked us where we were because we was waiting for the police for like 36 hours and they never came. And we was waiting at the home. We did the white flags and everything and nobody came. But then somebody had called the phone after we decided to leave the house and we had walked to the gas station with the kids. And then they had called and came and picked us up. But we had been there like 5 days with no food and no lights and nobody came. Like nobody came.
Now you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how
we
that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot. But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the is wrong with us.
So I'm so sorry.
And you're really
man.
Trying to understand with the microphone still in my face, sorry. With me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone
sorry,
in
man.
My face.
Sorry.
Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on. Rosa Flores in Houston for us. Thank you.
Wow.
That's Houston. Huh?
Yeah, that's Houston.
Houston. No, we ain't up for
what to do right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. she was firing them off, Steve.
No.
She was
see,
upset.
They got real right away.
Yeah. Though. Yes, it yeah. did.
See,
yeah.
y'all up in here, you dressed, got your little outfit on, your pumps. You in here interviewing me.
Yeah.
I got some real yeah. stuff. Did I just tell you I ate in 5 days?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just say
and
that.
She's shivering and cold
wet.
And wet with her children.
And I'm wet. Yeah. You yeah. still in it, but this microphone still in my yeah. face, though.
Now, in defense yeah. of the reporters.
No, ain't no defense of the reporter.
Yeah.
Well, she had a hat
this
on.
This is
Carla
100. See, yes. this what happened when you run up into real.
Yes.
See, I'm really in trouble. You can't yes. produce me.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not fitting to act right. When I hit this gas station, got these kids some something to eat, had yeah. to break a window, steal something. So I was walking back, I walked down there, had to swim back. I got yes. these kids mm-hmm. in there. I've been up here 5 days. Ain't nobody came and got me. Slow-ass police department. What else you want to ask me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're so sorry. I'm
moment.
So sorry. No, with Rosetta, look at here.
Rosa Flores.
Rosa.
She's been doing really great work, though. She's been down there.
She just she just caught this woman at an emotional real moment.
Yeah,
that's
she
all
did. Yeah, she did. Yeah,
who
she did.
Reaction that's... y'all want to this tape? What you let me hear it for? See, this is Carla 100. What you play the tape for Steve for? Unless
you know
how Steve feel. I got the reporter. I happen to like the reporter. Yeah. I think she's excellent.
She's good.
But mm-hmm. the reporter ran up into some truth.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh.
Why
yes,
are you down did. Here trying to interview us? I'm so sorry. But you're still here, though.
Your microphone's still here in
I'm
my
cold,
face.
I'm cold. I'm wet. I'm yeah. shivering. I ain't ate nothing. I'm trying to say to you, baby, where was y'all at when I was on that damn roof down there?
Yeah. With the flag out.
Yeah. 36 hours she had been waiting. But thank God she's rescued.
Yes.
She's at a shelter with her family. But I
thank
just
God
wanted...
they interviewed her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you still got the microphone in my face.
My face. Yeah.
That's what I'm
hey,
talking
Carla,
about.
Did you yes, see the white yes, man that they had in the boat that was trying to save people?
Wait, well, I heard something about that. What happened with him,
what happened,
Tommy?
This white guy was in his boat. He was trying to help a lot of people get in. Get your ass in the boat. Just leave all that stuff. I can't take. Get your own ass in the boat now. Boy, he was not playing.
I can't take all that.
All them bags, leave it. Just get your ass in the boat.
What is all this stuff?
All these backpacks.
suitcases.
He wasn't letting you in with all them bags and stuff. He was like, hey, I ain't got room for all that. Only your ass. Get your ass in the boat.
Was he a part of the Cajun Navy? One of those rescuers, man. I love
you. You gonna mess around, sink all of them.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's what they were saying. Yeah, a lot of people don't know what to take, you know, and their bags are too big. So they're saying, think about it.
I had a partner talking about, his sister talking about, she got to go back to the house, get her picture of her dead father. Go down there, your ass going to be dead.
We got to go.
Jesus.
We'll be back at 20 after. Junior, you all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, everyone has a rough day from time to time. Can we all say that? Everyone.
Absolutely.
Everyone across the board. Yeah, male, female, whatever, rich, poor, you know, we all have a bad day from time to time. And most of us, you know, most of us, Tommy, most of us just put on a happy face, stuff our feelings down, and trudge through the day until we can get home and drown our feelings in a glass of wine or a bowl of ice cream or, you right. know, a reality show, whatever it is, you know, that floats your whatever it is. Anyway, that's what we do. But a new study shows that...
Why are we holding it in, though, Sharon?
Okay, exactly. This is...
Why is we not cussing as soon as something happens?
Exactly.
Why, when you start fired cussing, off. You relieve all of that. Why is we holding all that in?
Exactly.
Why I got to wait home and then in a glass of wine drown myself? Why I can't cuss and then get some wine later? Make me understand that.
Or, okay, but here, get naked in your case. But a new study shows that letting yourself be in a bad mood can be better for you in the long run, Tommy. See, you're right. Researchers from the University of California, Berkeley, looked at the link between psychological health and accepting your emotions in 1,300 adults, and in three separate studies, it turns out that folks who fought their negative emotions ended up feeling more stressed than those who just embrace feeling down and, you know, accepting that they had a rough day. And they says maybe if you have an accepting attitude about negative feelings, you're not giving them as much attention. And if you're always judging your emotions, that negativity can add up. It can build up. So, Tommy, you agree, apparently.
Start cussing as soon as something happens and get that off of you. Then go home, get naked, get a glass of wine, and walk around your house. That's a stress reliever. I don't agree with holding all this in and building all that up, and it just builds and builds and builds, and then you explode.
Right. Explode.
Explode
yeah.
immediately.
Now you in jail because you had too much tension built up.
Too much tension. Yeah.
You in jail?
Yeah, because you didn't let it build up.
But Tommy, okay, you do all that. I agree with you because that is how you handle it. But you hold grudges, Tommy. You don't let anything go.
I do too.
Yeah. I haven't seen you. Not like
no, not y'all. I ain't got no grudges with y'all.
No.
But the people I got grudges with, like from high school, third grade, still there.
Yeah.
Like third grade?
Yeah. When you were
third
eight?
Grade?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you should have took my crayon out of my box. I asked him for the brown one back. I ain't have a brown. But when I see Charles Gibson, it's still on. It does not matter.
Third grade.
From third grade. Charles Gibson, if you're listening, I have not forgot y'all.
Wow, I thought Tommy was the only one on the show.
No, well,
I didn't know that about you.
We don't have no
you.
Issues,
I
though.
I Carla.
We family. We good. We work together.
I know, but now
once
we know.
Once you cross me, what? You will not get the chance to cross me again.
You can't do me twice.
Oh, my goodness,
but
Tommy.
Have you ever heard of a word called, what, let me think, forgiveness?
Yeah, we've heard of it. We just don't use it on this situation. Y'all heard of it. F-O-R-G-I-V-E. Yeah, I heard of it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is that necessary?
Uh-huh.
What?
Because, Tommy, I know. I just didn't know that about you, Junior.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm shocked.
Why
shocked,
is I'm forgiving somebody, Sherry?
I'm very
shocked. I'm
shocked.
Okay. Mr.
Why
Perfect.
Okay, let's say this. Let's say somebody took some money from me.
Okay.
Let's say $500. Somebody got me on $500.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm through fooling with this person.
Well,
okay?
Okay.
I'm through fooling with them. Mm-hmm. I will try and speak to them when I see them, but I'm going to keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let that go.
That's it.
Let that go.
Maybe they just really needed it. And you were there for them at the time, and they didn't know how to deal with it.
But when you mess over me, I'm to hell through with you.
Yeah, you can't do me twice.
You've never forgiven
anyone?
I'm
not going to let it be no secret. I'm going to tell you to the face. I'm to hell through with you.
And I'm a Cancer, so I don't forget.
I don't.
What does your sign have to do with it?
Yeah, you know how we is.
Yo, we gotta
go, you unforgiving heathens. All right,
and I'm a Taurus. I'm a Taurus. I whoop your ass.
We'll be back after this, okay? I'm a Leo, and you guys are crazy. We'll be back.
I'm a Libra. I can't stand y'all. Don't you say that crap, Capricorn.
Hothead.
What that got to do with it?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so...
Can I say something?
I just, yes, you know, go. Every time I think about it, I get speechless, but I'm happy, too, and because how the country is coming together, you know, that's right. The other side of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's there's the silver line.
Yeah, there's sadness, of course, because of what happened with Hurricane Harvey and the destruction and everything, but to see how these people are just coming together and helping people in these boats and, you know, I mean, just... It's just amazing to see this country come to. That's what this country is all about, you know?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Neighbors helping
let me
neighbors.
Say something that's, let me say something
go
more
ahead,
important,
Tommy.
Though. This is real important. To my side piece that keep texting me, I can't get to you during the hurricane, okay? Why would you text me the whole time? I got to be here with my family. I can't get to you till it's over with. Why would you? Why are you so selfish like that? Why would you be texting me when you know I got to make sure my family's straight? You live on the 8th floor. You fine.
Maybe she feels like she's part of your family now. She's your family. Maybe she feels like that.
But texting me is anybody by you got a boat? Well, I'm not finna boat my way over there to you. I can't boat my way to you. Okay.
You don't have to tell us everything in your life, Tommy. Tommy, you don't have to tell us everything in your life. You know that, right?
But she done took it too far, just texting me and sending me sad faces and
emojis. Sending a bunch of emojis over there.
All emoji things, these little yellow things with these faces on. Why are you sending all that?
Emojis.
Yes, that's one thing.
And then gonna send me a picture of a boat. What is that for? I'm not finna boat over there.
You got emojis.
I'm not finna, I'm finna jet ski to her. I'm not finna do that.
I mean, I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, that it's going to come out of my mouth, but you do care about her. Don't you?
Yes, I do. She's safe.
But she on the 8th floor, Shirley.
She got water. She on the 8th floor.
Excuse me. Water.
So are you telling me that you were doing side piece etiquette rules during an evacuation?
Yeah,
is that what you're telling
that's
me?
Exactly.
That's
you
what we're
what?
Doing
you
right
know
now?
What? You know what? That's what I'm doing. Yes. Listen, side pieces, let me tell y'all something. There comes a time, where we can't get to y'all, okay? There's a time that you got to really take one for the team.
Now,
the man is with
there
his family.
There is no freaking team. Yeah.
The man is with his family, okay?
Okay.
Now, you got to respect the fact that he's taking care of his family.
Matter of fact,
right?
T, let me
he
say this,
T. He hasn't respected it up to this point.
As a matter of fact, T,
thank you.
Why she asked you about how your family doing, T?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to throw something at you. I really am.
Well, since we do a side piece of etiquette, care about us.
Ask me about my wife and kids first before we get to you.
She's selfish. She's selfish.
How selfish can you be? Now, Shirley Carla,
what,
Junior, on a serious note now. On a serious note, first of all, like I said before, we want to take our hat off to all the rescuers, all the people that are pitching in and helping out. I'm just trying to make light of it because, you know, I've been in my house for 4 or 5 days with the same people.
You got cabin fever?
I got cabin fever. I done ate everything. I'm fat
gained
now.
12 it's just, pounds.
I'm trying. I got to crack some jokes. I got to do something to get
laughter is healing. We get it. Yeah,
good for the soul.
Sure.
But tell my side piece, though, please, come on now, have some respect.
All right, we'll be back.
Is your power on?
Why did I come back to this ignorant job? Why?
That is the consideration. Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here's just one more thing. You know, we have been talking about Hurricane Harvey, of course, all week and all morning, and our hearts go out. We have numbers if you want to give and donate and help people, redcross.org online, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can text the word Harvey to 90999 to make your donations. You can also send things like clothing, like baby clothes,
clothes, like diapers, like blankets, like, you know, toothbrushes, like toiletries, things like that for the rescue workers and the victims, you know.
Gently used clothing. But you know what they really need to, in addition to that, Shirley, is volunteers.
Yeah.
They need people to help. And I'm volunteering actually today and on the weekend. I will be down at the shelter volunteering because they have sites set up, but they need the manpower to help distribute these things and help the evacuees.
Absolutely.
And help them get settled and feel comfort and, you know, try to help everyone get back to some type of normalcy. You know, school was supposed to start. Some people already started school and they were in school for 2 days. And now their schools are underwater. So now they have to reassign kids and teachers. They've lost their jobs and assignments. So the brush is on to try to help get everything some type of back to normalcy, Tommy, you know, as we rebuild certain parts of Houston, you know, New Orleans, and there's other areas. You know, I hear that Hurricane Harvey is still affecting, you know, other places outside of Texas.
Absolutely. You know, and again, keep them in your prayers. This is not over. You know, it's not over.
No, it's not. But it just stopped raining.
Stopped raining. And a lot of celebrities, of course, have stepped up and given, you know, Kevin Hart put the challenge out there for $25,000 for his celebrities that could.
Hey, way to go, Kev.
You know, with that, of course, comes a little backlash because he mentioned a lot of his A-list celebrity friends who, you know, had the money and could do it. Well, comedian Michael Blackson challenged his Z-list. Go ahead, take a listen.
I'd like to give a big shout out to Kevin Hart and Rock, all them A-list celebrities, for sending $25,000 to Houston. But just because you don't have $25,000 doesn't mean you have to send nothing at all. Today, I'm challenging all the Z-list celebrities that look rich but are broke. People like myself, J to Z. I challenge all of you right now. DC Young Fly, $50. Send it right now. Joe Buttons, I challenge you to send $45. Young Jock, come on. I know you got $35. All the housewives of basketball wives that used to have money with that have money and have no money now, all of you send $32. All the love and hip-hop, no disrespect, or due respect, I have no respect. All of you sent $16 each. All the cast of Wildin' Out, besides Nick Cannon, all your broke that act rich, sent $10. Please, Bawa, I know you're on your private jet. Stop over, send $5. Bobby V, we don't want your money.
How crazy is he? Yes, he is so funny. So funny. All his Z-listers.
He said from J to Z.
J to Z.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about laughter being good for the soul and it being healing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Man. That was a gut wrencher right there. He's so crazy. And, you know, he's always on Hip Hop Squares, and that's coming. I've seen the previews for it. It's coming back.
The new
Ice Cube's show. Yeah, it's coming back. So we'll look forward to seeing that as well. But, yeah, whatever you can send, again, whatever you can send, redcross.org is where you can go. 1-800-RED-CROSS is the number you can call, or you can text the word Harvey to 90999 to make a donation. And please give what you can if you have the time to volunteer, to go down there. They need you as well. Carla mentioned that she's going to be volunteering today.
Yes.
If you can send things, please send, you know, gently used clothes, baby clothes they need. Again, we talked about diapers, just toiletries, lotion, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pillows, blankets, whatever you have that you can spare that you can send to help the people. And it is a great thing to see the country coming together like it is.
And when it is time, get your ass in the boat.
You love that was your favorite rescuer.
Man, that rescue man had me on the floor. He was on the news, and you know they couldn't stop him from talking because you know the mic, the guy
it's
with
live,
the mic was
live, baby.
Yeah, it was live, and the reporter was away from it, but you could hear him loud and clear. Get your ass in the boat. Leave all of that. We can't take that.
Weigh the boat down with all that.
Yeah, and the TV coverage and everything has been phenomenal. I mean,
yes, it has.
They really, the reporters, and I mean, they are down there in the trenches with those waist high boots on, and they're down there. I mean, they're doing the thing.
The cell towers made it through strong. They really did.
being able to contact people, man, was a good plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to call you, Tommy, and I didn't. Your phone didn't ring at first because Tommy and I, you know, we both have homes in Houston, but we live.
Yeah, we're on opposite
our homes
ends.
Are so far apart from each other. So, you know, of course, we could.
You guys
get
are like 2 hours apart or something, right?
Like 2 days.
About a day trip.
About an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Pack
us about an hour.
Pack
yeah,
a lunch.
That's how big. And you know what, too, Shirley, guys? That's how big Houston is. I think people watching didn't realize how big of a city. That Houston is the fourth largest city in the country, so it's pretty big.
Yeah, Carl, you live in Houston.
You can drive 4 hours and still be in Houston.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Carl, you live in Houston. Tommy really lives in South Dallas.
Yes, he does. He probably is Oak Cliff. He lives in Oak Cliff.
I'm Oak Cliff.
South Dallas.
He out there.
All right, take us home, nephew.
Get your ass in the boat. Leave all of that. Just get in the boat. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you. We love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.